Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is John Mullins, and in this show, we're going to discuss using subqueries and the tips for using those subqueries. We'll also talk about where subqueries can be used and compare those to, say, table joins. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions along the way you would like to ask, please use the question or comment boxes provided. All right, let's go ahead and let's talk about subqueries. All right, sometimes subqueries are also called subselects, but it's basically a select statement within another SQL statement. So it can be much more than just a select within a select. And we can have these nested as far down as we want. So it could be a select within a select within a select within a select. Or it could be a select with an insert, a select with an update, or a select with a delete. There's a number of different SQL commands where we might use a subquery. Now, where can subqueries actually be used? Let's just talk about the select statement first. You know, picture, if you would, the syntax for a select statement. You're going to select some expressions, which are usually columns, column 1, comma, column 2, comma, and so on, from one or more tables where something is true, maybe in order by, and your select looks something like that. So where can we use a subquery? It could be in the select expression list right after the first select. Could be in the from clause. Could be in the where clause. Okay, so I have a number of different places to put it. Now, the most common place to find a subquery is in the where clause. And let's talk about a good example of a subquery. What if I asked you, say, hey, I need a report that's going to show me the following. I need to see all employees that are in the same department as Jim Smith. Okay? Now think about that for a second. What information do you need in order to complete my request? I wanted to know everybody in the same department as Jim Smith. Now the information I did not give you is, what department is Jim Smith in? It'd be really simple if I just said, show me all employees in the accounting department, or show me all the employees in department 10. But you know what? I can't remember what department Jim Smith's in, but I know those are the people I want to see. Okay, so that's why we're going to make the request that way. Show me everybody who's in Jim Smith's department. Now, how would you write a select statement to go out and find Jim Smith's department? Think about that for a second. Select department from some table where first name is Jim and last name is Smith. All right, now I have his department. What can I do with that information? Now select first name and last name from some table where department equals the department I just found. Okay, so I could, subqueries can be broken into multiple statements. So rather than doing one statement that contains multiple selects, I can do multiple selects as individual statements. However, what if this is a series of selects that's going to run in the evening or on the weekend? I would prefer that those selects go out and find the information on their own and feed the other selects rather than me having to come in and run each of the individual selects. So that would be my preference there. And that's where the power of the subquery comes into play. So basically, a subquery will answer some question in order for us to fulfill a request for a main query. Who makes the highest salary in Department 10? You know, usually when I get a request to write some SQL, I usually ask myself, in order to fulfill this request, what information don't I know? What information am I missing? What information do I need? So if I ask you, who makes the highest salary in Department 10, what information do you need in order to fulfill that request? Well, if you knew the highest salary in Department 10 was $60,000, then you could write your query accordingly. Select first name, last name, blah, 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 where salary equals $60,000 and department equals 10. Okay, that would be very simple. That's what the query you write to satisfy the missing information, that becomes your subquery. right? Subqueries can take on several different forms. A subquery can return one record and one value, in other words, one expression or one column. A subquery can return multiple columns and one record. A subquery can return multiple columns and multiple records. So we also have things called scalar subqueries that return just one thing. We have multi-column subqueries that are comparing multiple columns instead of single columns. If our subquery returns more than one row, we can't use the equal operator. We have to use the in operator instead, or else we'll get an error message. What if you're asked to do a report like this? I need to see the top five customers based on their order amounts that they've placed. I don't want to see all the customers. I only want to see five of them. Okay. A tip there is anytime you get a request for a top whatever type of report, one way in Oracle that you can accomplish that is by putting a subquery in your from clause. What data do you want to see? I'm going to total up all the values of my orders for my customers, and then I'm going to do an order by on the order amount in descending order. That goes in my from. And then my main query will restrict that to just the first five records by using the row num pseudo column. You can see some more detailed information about these subqueries that I'm talking about in some of the presentation and demonstration modules in the GoGo Advanced SQL course. All right, so we can use it a number of places. I can use a subquery in an insert statement. Very handy to copy data from one table to another. Insert into employee history, select star from employee. Maybe I throw a where clause on there to do it for a certain date or some other criteria. So I can use a subquery there in the insert statement. Like I said, you can have multiple subqueries within a statement too. So the most common place is in a where clause. So if you have a where clause with multiple conditions, you might have multiple subqueries. And that's perfectly fine. Now, in some cases, you could write a subquery to get your result. And to get the same result, you may have been able to get by with just writing a table join. So you need to look at both alternatives there. First, make sure they both return the same number of records and the same records. And then B, make sure you thoroughly test each one of those. Because we can't just issue a rule of thumb that says subqueries are always faster than joins. And we can't say that joins are always faster than subqueries. But we can say that either one sometimes is faster than the other, but not always. So we can't make that blanket statement. So it's really up to you to kind of test each one individually. So if you come up with an idea to write a subquery, think about in the back of your mind, what if I were to write this as a join instead? Is that possible? And then two, if I can, you know, how does it perform? Okay. We can also put a subquery just like in your select expression list. So I could have something like select last name, comma, and then after that comma is another select. Maybe it goes out and selects the maximum salary for a particular department. I want to display that, or the average salary for all departments. Remember, the expressions that follow the select are what you want to display, whereas the subqueries that you might have down in your where clause, we're not using for display purposes, we're using for comparison purposes. So subqueries can take on many forms. Lastly, you may have heard of something called a correlated subquery. And correlated subquery is one of those type of subqueries where people kind of cringe when we make that suggestion. Because other subqueries that we've talked about in this radio show, what happens is the subquery runs first and it runs once. It goes and gets the result. It plugs it in. And then the main query runs once. That's a typical behavior of a simple subquery. Subquery runs once, main query runs once. With a correlated subquery, it's kind of like doing a join between the subquery and the main query. Okay, that means that the subquery will run once for every record that's matched from the main query. So if the main query is going to return 1,000 records, then the subquery is going to run 1,000 times. It might be that we have to write our code in order to get the results we want that way. but it may not perform very well. So just be aware of that. So hopefully this radio show has kind of shed some light on where you can use subqueries, why you use subqueries, some implications on using subqueries in different places. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for John Mullins. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.